We did a nice job of getting the ball forward in the feet. We had some nice combinations. I mean, everything seemed to be working except for that final ball into the net. But, you know, we got the one that we needed on a free kick, and that was Peter Gabrick. And that was just, and it kind of propels us. And we pushed for the extra goals here in the second half.
Oh, yeah,
we had some great shots.
And our keeper did a fantastic job.
The keeper was awesome. That one where Kerfer's headed to the upper 90 and he came out of nowhere and tipped it over. I mean, that's, you know, they're a good team. I just went over to their coach, Steve, and just said, you know, even in their pressure, they were possessing and trying to bring the ball into our end. And, you know, it just unfortunately failed in the final third, and we were able to get the ball out and counter, and we countered a ton.
I was a little concerned just because I know they had to play a match last night and the night before. So for a team that had just coming off, played three matches in 3 days, they hung it tough.
Yeah, they did a nice job subbing. I mean, every time I looked up there were three new kids coming in. So he probably, coach over there, knew that he needed to keep his kids fresh, and he kept in. One came in and one came out, and nothing ever changed. They stayed as good as they were the whole game.
Again, you guys are, just keep moving along and working on this and that, and you're happy with what you see from how your group's performing right now?
Yeah, I'm sure we're not impressing anyone, to say the least. You look in the scoreboards and all that stuff, but you know, we're getting our wins and we're moving along, and you know, we're trying to figure out combinations, as I've been saying for two weeks
now. Yeah, that's what's most important for you guys right now. You got a bunch of all sorts of people are getting a chance to show what they can do, and you're seeing different things out there that
we settled on a few. Unfortunately, today Mark Pavula got that eye injury, and he couldn't come back in at forward. So we went to Hector Godinez. He did a great job in there. He was really working hard. He won that free kick in the corner that led to the goal. So that was good, and, you know, we'll get Brett Heimerdinger back and move forward.
Talk about some of the other people that you were happy with, some of the other guys who performed well out there today.
Horacio was tireless up top. He ran for everything. Yeah. He was using moves. He knocked the ball into people that had good opportunities. You know, he created a ton. It was unfortunate he couldn't get one there because he was all over that last 20 minutes.
Uh-huh.
But, of course, Kyle Kerfers and Elliot in the center mid were just controlling it. And just the touches are so perfect, and they're so deliberate to beat a person. And, you know, it gets our team in.
Yep.
And I thought our outside mids did a great job of, endless running.
And throw their names in the mix.
One particular we really liked what Taylor Halemka did. He started the game for us at left mid, and he just really did a good job the whole time. And in the back, you got to say Matt Thomas and the rest of them back there to keep another team off the, a shutout.
Yep.
They did a great job.
Talk about now what you've got ahead of you.
Everyone knows it's an interesting week. We are playing Downers Grove North, who is having an outstanding year, and we're playing them twice this week.
Yeah.
So we'll see what happens Tuesday and see what happens on Thursday.
Once would have been sufficient, but the way it works out, you get them twice, and quirk, so
we like playing good teams, and it just so happens to be the same team twice.
Yeah.
What are we going to do?
Yeah.
They're nationally ranked, and ranked in the probably going to be in the top five this week, if not number one. And in the little polls around here, and it's going to create a challenge for us. And the challenges are they're very good, and the challenges are playing them twice, and hopefully getting on the right side of both of those games, which is going to be monumental.
Yeah.